Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about Sitka Fest is Paul Cox. Morning, Paul.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Paul is the he's a professor of music history at Oberlin College. He's artistic advisor to the Sitka Fest.
Sitka Fest! Exclamation point!
you're an instructor at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. You're a percussionist and composer, and you're also a guy that I'm sure a lot of Sitkans remember as a little squirt running around, just being involved in everything here, because you are born and raised Sitka.
I am born and raised here.
And in some sense, the whole idea of Sitka Fest has emerged from the fact that you grew up here and you knew Roger Schmidt, and you guys have just kind of had this sort of inspiration to take this somewhere.
Yeah, I think that it's an interesting story. I mean, I'm so excited by how Roger's revitalizing the SJ campus, and it feels like a 25-30 year process that he and I, starting probably in junior high, we played a lot of music together. We toured Japan. We went to high school, and we'd talk. We even attended fine arts camp in the early 80s, and we would talk about the meaning of art and what it meant in community and whatnot. We wound up at Oberlin College together, almost by happenstance, and then we even lived in London together, where these conversations continued. And over time, we would come back and do tours in Southeast Alaska, playing in the same ensembles, and we just sort of honed in on this conversation until that in 2000, when Roger took over Fine Arts Camp, my wife and I came up and volunteered, and we taught to get it up and running again. And that's when, really, he was starting from scratch completely. And so over the next 12 years, to see this project blossom into a revitalized fine arts camp, and now a wider community celebration of the arts, science, and culture, which is Sitka Fest, is really exciting. I'm so happy to be a part of it.
Well, let's talk about the idea. Is it a celebration? Is it a brochure? What is it? I mean, it's true that a lot of the things that we're talking about were already here, but now we're somehow kind of bringing them together under a single name.
Yeah, I think you could look at it on the surface as a brochure that brings together all the stuff that's always been happening. I remember growing up here, I would work here at the radio station. I'd go downstairs and I'd run into Wendell Berry and go, oh my gosh, Wendell Berry is here. What a fabulous writer. And then go across the street and see a string quartet and then attend camp. And I always wondered, or Roger and I always wondered, what would it be like to put these things under sort of one umbrella. Every organization is autonomous, but to sort of promote them as one sort of massive culture fest going on during June, July, and August. So it's sort of the culmination of wanting to see how all these things work together and to sort of present it to the community and to visitors that might want to come to Sitka, that to show that they have the option to participate in all these diverse activities.
Okay, so it's the Fine Arts Camp and the Sitka Summer Music Festival are kind of anchoring this, but you've pulled in lots of other organizations and events under the Sitka Fest umbrella. Let's talk about some of those.
Right. So the first thing, we just completed this amazing study with Terry Rothkar, leading scientists, conservators, and curators from the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. She was teaching them how to make spruce baskets, and that's furthering some great research they began about 2 years ago. There's going to be a native jazz workshop to continue the music theme. Ed Littlefield's coming back, and he's been doing some amazing stuff with synthesizing traditional Tlingit song into a jazz idiom, and he's going to be teaching kids and doing concerts around that theme in August. And then we have the Sheldon Jackson Museum, which I've always been a fan of, one of the great 19th century collections of native art. They're having a lot of artists visiting and doing demonstrations this summer, sort of an expanded roster. The Island Institute is doing a community roundtable called Resilient Communities. They're bringing in 12 scientists, artists, writers, teachers, economists, 12 creative thinkers to start a conversation about strengthening community. And then I could go on to Sitka Sound Science Festivals, doing children's camps, and they have 8 artists in, not artists, scientists from the National Science Foundation.
Yeah, Sitka Sound Science Center.
I got to switch gears. And they're going to be doing community lectures. They're going to be conducting research around Sitka as well. And then we have the Sitka Seafood Festival, and I like that we're bringing a sort of food into the mix too. Culinary arts, right?
Gotta have it, sure.
Especially, that's sort of Sitka's greatest, you know, resource.
Yeah, so this is not like setting up a big tent and people sitting around on the grass listening, you know, to music and hearing storytellers for a week or something. This is kind of, it's really comprehensive when you think about it, when you're talking about everything from native culture and fusion jazz to, chamber music. There's a pretty broad spectrum of things here. And sort of going back to what we were talking about at the beginning, nothing has been invented for Sitka Fest. It's just kind of a labeling thing.
Yeah, I think of it also as these are sort of campus partners around SJ.
Right.
And so this is like the new spirit of SJ coming out. A lot of these organizations, all of them, I think, have space on or around the SJ campus, which had laid fallow for a number of years. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like the phoenix rising from the ashes,
yeah,
if you will. So we're sort of coming together, right, around the lovely lawn at SJ to do this thing.
Yeah, the phoenix rising from the back of a Spenard's flatbed truck is how I tend to think of it. But
right.
We won't go there right now. There is something new coming along, Paul. This TEDx is going to be happening. Let's talk about that, because this is kind of leading edge stuff.
Yeah. TED, what does it mean again? What does it stand for?
Technology.
Entertainment. Design.
Right, TED.
TED is a national organization that presents talks by compelling thinkers, artists, writers. You can see them online. They are short. They last between 15 and 20 minutes. They often have a video aspect or a multimedia aspect. People talk about different themes that are important, cutting-edge research, philosophers talking about the meaning of religion in life, musicians talking about the nature of creativity. And we have applied for a license from TED to do an off-site version. That's why it's called TEDx. Homer did one last year. We're doing one this year, and we're bringing in local authors and people from outside as well. One fellow that's coming that's dear to my heart is a guy named Daniel Coyle. He's a writer. He wrote a book on Lance Armstrong, one of the first, and he's written a book called The Talent Code, which seeks to figure out how to cultivate talent in all of us, how to develop practicing habits to nurture a great golf swing or a tennis stroke or a violin technique, whole range of stuff. He lives in Homer, and he's going to come across the Gulf to do a talk. Rebecca Walker's coming. She's named one of Time Magazine's 50 Future Leaders. She is the daughter of Alice Walker, the author of A Color Purple, and she's going to come talk about her life growing up in a biracial family. And locally, of course, we have Richard Nelson, who's coming, and I don't think he needs any introduction, so he's going to do a talk as well.
Yeah, it's great. I think it was only a matter of time before we had a TED event here. I got into it. I wouldn't say I'm into it, but my daughter, who's down in college, will periodically send me a link to some TED speaker or something. She loves poetry. She's studying engineering, but she loves poetry, and occasionally she'll send me a link to a poet giving a talk or some storyteller or something. And it's interesting how TED is so accessible. They are short, but the idea is to just kind of use sort of the new media platform to spin these ideas out into the world And it seems like Sitka's a natural place for some of those ideas to
Ignite conversation, right? To ignite questions. And the way the TEDx afternoon will work is kind of a human scale version of what you and your daughter do, is that participants will hear talks and then share dinner with the speakers afterwards. So it's going to be sort of it's a whole afternoon event. I suppose I should say where you can get tickets and other things for these things.
You anticipating my next question.
our
closing part of this interview is, now that we've interested people in this, how do people find out more about Sitka Fest 2012?
Well, all of our partners, we have an umbrella website called sitkacampus.org. That's going to list what's going on. And then tickets will be available at Old Harbor Books.
Okay, so sitkacampus.org is the place to go to get more information about Sitka Fest.
Exactly.
And there is this very nicely produced brochure that's probably available
everywhere.
In stores. And like at the library. Here at the radio station, we have a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of sums it all up. And it sounds like it's just kind of the kind of thing that if you have, whether you live here or maybe you have family coming to visit and they're trying to decide, you know, when they're going to come or what they're going to do, this is the kind of thing to maybe have just handy, you know, in your home. You could say, oh, if you're coming up in, you know, in late June, we've got Jazz on the Waterfront, you know, on June 30th or whatever.
Exactly.
Or we've got our TED is going to be on July 21st, or the resilient communities. You know, it seems like this is the kind of a one-stop shop for this kind of
the calendar cultural. On the back is perfect, fits on the refrigerator. But we have spontaneous events that are going to be happening too. We have this Sitka Fellows program, which is kind of like the Rhodes Scholar of Sitka.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going to Oxford, we have a great group of students and young professionals coming from all over the U.S. to do their work in Sitka. Some make video games, some make graphic novels, some are community organizers, some are novelists, and they've been selected. Jonathan Christ Tompkins has done a wonderful job with a consortium of folks out of Yale to select these young fellows to come to Sitka. So there are going to be a lot of folks coming into town for this too.
Paul, you're blowing my mind just talking about it.
Exciting.
It is. Really exciting. It sounds great. Paul Cox is the artistic advisor to Sitka Fest 2012. He's an instructor at Fine Arts Camp. He's a percussionist and a composer, professor of music history at Oberlin. He is a Sitkan born and raised, and he and Roger Schmidt and some other folks at the Sheldon Jackson campus, the revitalized Sheldon Jackson campus, have got a pretty amazing idea going for our community called Sitka Fest 2012. You can learn more by picking up the brochure or going online to sitkacampus.org. Paul, thanks so much for coming in and talking about this morning.
Thanks for having me.